Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Back, it's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me. We're still trying to get Diana Furchgott-Roth on the phone. We're having a little technical difficulty making that happen, but we're working on that. But you and I are going to continue to march, because one of the things that I want to talk about is the way the political landscape is changing. But not about politics. The political landscape is changing, but I'm not talking about politics. I'm talking about the landscape. And the landscape is, the political landscape is very similar to the marketplace landscape and to the workplace landscape. Technology is really having an impact on it. And this last election, the last presidential election in 2008, the one between Senator McCain and Senators and Senator Obama, was the first one really that where new media really played a demonstrative part in the outcome. And you may have heard me mentioned before that within 12 months of the last of that election, of the 2008 election, I heard David Plouffe, who is at that time was Senator Obama's candidate, Obama's social media guru. He's now his campaign manager. But I heard him speak within probably 6 months after the election, and I also heard his deputy, his right hand person, a lady, I've forgotten her name, speak about, and both of them talked about how they used technology, how they used social media, how they used a combination of email and you know, if you think about how the elections work, these campaigns all keep up with who their supporters are. They don't know who every voter is, but they know who the people are who are inclined to become influential in the election. They know where those folks are. Well, in the old days, they would call them or something like that, right? Well, now with technology, with social media, with the new media capability, that's not what they're doing anymore. They're not calling them. They're pinging them, right? They're texting them or putting something up on social media sites, or emailing. They're mobilizing their forces that way, and that is, in my opinion, that is one of, if not the biggest reason why President Obama, not why he won the election, but why McCain lost the election. And the reason I make that distinction is because I'm pretty sure the McCain campaign didn't do this, very little of it, if any, of this. I haven't heard anybody talk about how McCain's campaign used the new media capability to mobilize voters, to get the vote out in certain states and certain counties, maybe certain townships. I mean, the Obama campaign had really sliced and diced their supporters and got them mobilized in very effective ways by using the new media. And of course, as you know, The people who are the best at this, not necessarily I won't say the ones who are using it the most, but the people who adopt the new media the most, and a higher percentage of the generations, and the people who are the best at it, are the younger generations. You know, my generation calls them the kids, right? Because they are our kids, or maybe even our grandkids. They're the ones, and so. So this was like a perfect storm, if you think about it. It was a perfect storm of young people being excited about getting involved in politics and having the tools to do that, the tools that they're used to, the tools that they like, the tools that they're second nature to them. They're the digital natives. If you're over 40, you're a digital immigrant, probably. Maybe over 45, you're a digital immigrant. But if you're under that, or especially if you're under 30, you're a digital native. This is you know, you were born with a USB plug coming out of your ear. You know, I mean, it's almost that bad. So think about this. We had the perfect storm of that generation adopting those tools. Here comes an exciting candidate promising hope and change, and that was the campaign, folks, and giving them this capability, giving them the ability to participate, to contribute, to plug in with a presidential candidate in who spoke to them through the media that they like to use, which was not newspapers, which was not television, which was not any of the traditional media that the rest of the world historically has used to, and telephone. I have to throw telephone in there too, which the rest of the and mail. I guess I should throw the U.S. Postal Service in there too, right? Which for generations and generations have been used to move voters. The new media, the new capability, the new technology was perfectly aligned with the young people. And don't forget, folks, they don't call them the echo boomers for nothing. The Gen Ys, they call them the echo boomers because they're almost like a mirror image of the boomers. Boomers about 76 million. The Gen Ys or the echo boomers or the digital natives or the millennials, they call them also. They're going to be bigger. That generation is going to be bigger than the boomers. So you got all that. That was a perfect storm for President Obama. And so, I mean, that's not to take anything away from his message. All the stars aligned for him to be able to get the majority of the votes from the young people. And that's one of the reasons. Now, what can you and I learn from that in our small business? How can we take that success story and apply it? Remember, I talked about this is about landscape. I call it the political landscape, but it's not just about politics. In fact, what I just said wasn't about politics. It was about the landscape and how it's changed. Let's talk about that landscape and your small business after these messages. My own, I wanna dream of a,
so I don't have to dream alone. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.